Chapter 10. The Twilight Years. What have we gained with the passing years? Ah, treasures that repay. We would not change them for all our wealth. Old time hath borne away. Knowledge and faith and truth and love, more deep than youth can know. True light now shines upon our way, the way of life to show. Sister Robert Roberts. Climbing higher. Some regretfully speak of growing old and going downhill. But we should rather think of it as climbing higher and higher, and of getting nearer the things we long for. What a comforting promise for those advancing in years, for the aged believer is this: thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt be as the morning. In the words of a beautiful old poem, we ask, who would exchange for shooting blade the waving golden grain, or when the corn is fully ripe, would wish it green again? And who would wish the hoary head found in the way of truth to be again encircled with the sunny locks of youth? For though in truth the outward man may perish and decay, the inward man shall be renewed by grace from day to day. They who are planted by the Lord, unshaken by their root, e'en in old age shall flourish still, and still bring forth much fruit. It is not years that make men old, the spirit may be young, though for 80 years the wheels of life have run. God has himself recorded in his glorious word of truth, that those who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their youth. And when the eyes now dim and weak shall then behold the King, and ears now dull with age shall bear the saints victorious sing, and on the head now hoary shall be placed the crown of gold, then shall be known the lasting joy of never growing old. The friends of youth disappear like the summer flowers, and we seek their places in vain, for like the dew that sparkled but a moment on the flowers, they have vanished for a while. But God is still the strength of our life, and our increasing joy. As youth resembles the rose newly opened in early summer, so age is represented by the ripened fruit and waving corn. The righteous shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Or, as we read in Job, thou shalt come to the grave in a full age, like a shock of corn cometh in his season. Of an aged brother it is recorded that as the years fled, hope was still resplendent, faith brighter and brighter, and that love divine took possession of him more and more. At times he could scarcely restrain his emotion as he listened to some sentence that mirrored the mind of the eternal, that brought in bold relief, the richly studded promises set in the unfading richness and beauty of its literary flowers and fruit. In his face could be seen a love-lit radiance, suffused with joy that flung itself back upon the speaker. And such should be the character of every golden sheath. A. Hopkins. A joy in old age. The hope of seeing Jerusalem in her glory, of having the illustrious men we read of in the holy oracles as permanent companions, of an introduction to large numbers of angels, yea, and many other pleasant surprises in addition. For we read that at God's right hand are pleasures forevermore. Would we have such as an anchor of the soul? Then the order is tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope. But we would say to the rising generation of those that fear God, and to all readers, that the tribulation is nothing compared to its value. Lay hold of it and cling to it tenaciously as to a pearl of great price. Should our Lord tarry, it would protect you in youth, guide you through life, and be a consolation, a joy, and a cause of much thankfulness in old age. From Brother Thomas's daughter, aged 86. In your desire to promote unity of spirit and concerted movement among believers of the truth, you appeal to the hearts of all who love the Lord Jesus Christ and the service which pertains to his cause in the earth, to render aid and comfort and material help, as well as in your present efforts to realize substantial progress in this good work. It should be the pleasing duty of our hearts to further such good work, especially in view of the sign so prominent now, of the speedy coming of the King of Israel, whose glorious wings overshadow Emmanuel's land and people in these latter days. We should rejoice to be permitted to see the rearing up of that temple, which is to be established in Judah's portion of the Holy Land, when Abraham and Christ will be the reigning sovereigns of the whole world, and will bless all the nations who are subject to their righteous rule. When the law shall go forth from Zion and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem, then will come to pass the words of the prophet, saying, comfort ye my people, saith your God, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom. Then the children once more will join in the angelic song, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. Hosanna in the highest. Sister Eusebia J. Lazius. It is necessary the highest attainment possible to mortal man, to exercise himself in that which God takes delight, to do justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly. Whatever possesses almighty characteristics is golden. They who become constituents of the most holy are they who have bought gold of the Spirit, gold tried in the fire, by which they have become rich, and are adorned with golden stephens and golden girdles. Their intellectual, moral, and physical qualities are manifestations of the Eternal Fathers, who thus equips them with infallible and invisible ability to cause mankind to do his will upon earth as it is done in heaven. Brother J. Thomas.